So it's a pleasure from my side to be here. It's the second time in Seattle, but first time here. And thank you for your hospitality and love. It's easily felt and much appreciated. And shall we start? Shall we start exploring? So first I want to ask Bante, may I have your permission, being my seniors, to speak about the Dhamma? Thank you very much. So it is a pleasure. And did you knew that today we are going to take a journey, a big journey? Did you knew? No? But you didn't tell them? How come you didn't tell me? You didn't know we're going to take a big, it's a big one, a biggie. Would you like to take a journey? We are here, but it will go far, far outside and inside. Are you up for it? Okay, so buckle up, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we might encounter some spiritual turbulences, but don't worry. We have very good pilots on the plane. So buckle up, yes, buckle up. And since you are ready, let's start with a journey through outside and outside. So everybody can see. It will be very important that you see the images on the screen. So here we are. My teacher says that wherever there are monks, it becomes a temporary monastery. So this place right now, not just one, but four monastics, representatives of the Sangha, Maha Sangha, since 2,500 years ago. The line has not been cut. These ropes are alive. The Dhamma is alive. So this is our temporary monastery. Bhantis, you can see there. We have in the monastery. Are you ready then? Shall we take off? You count. One, two, three, and then we take off.
One, two.
And off we go. We start going up and 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 up. And suddenly we are looking Seattle from the clouds. We can see now the delta, the sea, and the mountains, and your house, and everything there. And we start looking down. If we are in the clouds, how big is this place? How do you think? How big would this place be? Tiny, isn't it? And you, how big would you be in turn? If we are tiny in comparison to this, shall we go a little bit higher? A little bit? You count. One. And up and up and up and up and up and up. We start going, 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 and suddenly silence. Our home. A real home. We born floating. Everything that has ever happened in your life, pleasant or unpleasant, happened while floating. And that is the way we're gonna die. We're gonna say goodbye. And our body will stay floating around. A huge ball of fire over there that doesn't fall is standing there. The most amazing thing is that I'm just quoting facts. We born floating. Everything that has happened in our life happened while floating. Can you feel it now? Can you feel it? This seems so solid, so heavy, but even cars, rivers, and the sea floating in space. Nice to be co-travelers. It's a pleasure to be on this spaceship. Now I ask again the same question. What is your size in relation to our home, to our planet? Tell me. Tinier? Tiny, 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 tiny. Yes, I agree. Shall we go a little bit higher anyway? It's for free. Shall we go? You count. And up we go, and up we go, and up and up and up and up and up, and just a little bit more. And this is our galaxy. Our sun, only one, not even a pixel over there. All of our planets, the planet Earth, forget it. One galaxy of billions. It is only one in billions, our real home, floating in the cosmos. We born floating, everything that has happened, pleasant or unpleasant, floating, and that's the way we're gonna say goodbye. Can you now please tell me, what is your size in relation to the galaxy? Now, next question. Can you please tell me, what is the size of your problems? What is the size of your worries? What is the size of our dramas? We breathe in and breathe out with satisfaction. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. We breathe in and breathe out. Yes, that's a good one. It can get a little bit better even. We breathe in and we breathe out. We rest in this fact. Family floating in space. Can we see? Do we have our problems and worries now into perspective? Very good. The invitation will be to please keep remembering this. And as a tip, I carry that photo as a background in the phone. So whenever I'm fast going here, the plane or this or that, then I need to check the time and suddenly I see the galaxy. It surprises me. And please remember our size and the size of our worries. How does it feel? If you can say the shift we have had just in a few minutes, how does it feel in your mind in one word? Please, brainstorm.
Relaxing.
Relaxing. What else?
Free.
Free. What else?
Connected.
What else? Expansive. What else? Happy. What else?
Spiritual.
Levity. Wow. We have just a few minutes together and imagine the power or perspective. Why does our mind obsesses with small things? That will be a question for all of us to answer in our intimacy. So far, how is everybody doing in this journey? Nice? Okay, so the invitation will be, please remember this every day. I do it every day, and it is very useful. Perspective, we just did it in a few minutes with no magic, just opening. And so in this day, we come, and then very nice that we decided to be here together. We stop for a little while, pull life on pause in the middle of Seattle. And then we just stop to contemplate. Now, I will show you one little video. Pay attention. And after the video, I will ask if you have something to do with the content of that video. Okay? Don't release the safety belt yet. Toilets are closed now. Cannot use them now. So, ready? Let me know if you have something to do with the following video, with the content of the following video. Ready? Let's go. Here we are, we arrive into this planet and suddenly started growing a little bit more and a little bit more and suddenly we came out of the bed and start walking. Then we go to the kindergarten, primary, junior high, high school. And then we continue studying and growing, growing and growing. And suddenly we are getting freer and freer. And from one moment to the other, ding, 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 ding. And suddenly another one coming, another one. And there is coming, now he came out. We are there. We were one of those. And there is coming and then time continue to pass. I am somewhere there. And then continue to pass. The time body is doing, matter is doing what it knows how to do. Life continue passing. And then we come grandpa, granny. And one day as nature goes, we just come back and rest. Anybody here who has something to do with that video? Raise your hand. Let me see. Show hands. Yes. Did we born? Bante, can I touch you? Yeah. We are here. We are here so far. So, we breathe in and we breathe out with the same satisfaction. We are at peace with nature. That's it. Just nature. There is no malice in nature. Everything that borns, arises, stays for a little while, and as nature goes, it just gets older. And then it departs. That's it. We breathe back again, and with the whole body, we are at peace with nature. We all are somewhere in that video. And in the next image, you can see, yep, that is gone. That one is for me, is also gone. That one's long gone. I am somewhere there on that one. We can see where we are. We already know where are we in a galaxy far, far away. Indeed. And now we know when are we? When are you? On those images, do we know when we are? That will be very important for ourselves to take wise decisions. We must not know not just where are we, but when are we? And even if we have long life ahead, can we take the luxury of wasting time. The old age is not a guarantee, ne? To die is very easy and it's free. No need to pay for anything. For free. People die for free. So, if we know where we are, immediately the perspective, now we're getting two perspectives. Space perspective, size perspective, and time perspective. No need to rush. But I think this is very important for us to take serious the great opportunity that we already have. Don't we? We breathe in back again and breathe out with satisfaction. My dear family, there is one phrase that I learned from a teacher and it has been golden throughout the years. And one time my teacher told, you know, everything, absolutely everything in this life is borrowed. And he said, this one is borrowed. It's gonna stay when we go back to sleep, if we want to say, this one will stay. What can we say about the home or homes that we may have? The car, the bank account, even family and people is borrowed. If we start already, as it has been so helpful for years, making peace with that fact, how do you feel? Isn't it liberating? Everything is borrowed. I don't need to be worrying so much about the things. Everything is borrowed. This one is borrowed. The car is borrowed. The house is borrowed. And then the change, I don't know about you, but when somebody borrows me something, for example, Bante, can I borrow this? Thank you so much. I don't know about you, but when somebody borrows me something, I tend to take care of the object more than when it is mine. Who feels the same? Most of us know. So, what about, it is a good idea, what about if we change life to be a borrowed thing? Hence, we will care for it more. We will appreciate more time with our family instead of having, Bante, can you be my mother for a little while? Yeah, so imagine my mother is there and I'm with the phone. Yeah, yeah, mama, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, look how beautiful photo. Can I continue to spend time beside her? Who knows, she might go before me. This is very good. And that's, you remember, you saw the title of this talk was How to Make Our Challenges Our Allies. Sorry, I just need to open the context first. So now that we have context in many directions already opened, shall we go into the story, to the main story? Everybody ready? Okay, so let's go. I will tell you a story talking about difficulties in life and how to turn them into our allies, into a positive. So I will tell a story. Don't take the safety bell out yet. Are you ready? Yes. No, what kind of readiness is that? Are you ready? Yes. Now that sounds better. Okay. So I tell you a story, real story. I came out of my family home when I was 21 years old. I went with my parents. I said, Papa, Mama, I found a cabin in the countryside where the monastery is now, in that community where finally it is built. Anyway, I went to that cabin and then I took the car, put all my things, and my parents just stood in the door of the house. I was not really asking them, can I leave? I was kind of informing them, just, I'm going. And then I went to this in the countryside. And it was wonderful to live surrounded by nature. But when I was at home, one time I arrived, and suddenly I arrived and some bad smell, eh? Like bad smell. I arrive home and then I do like, no, it's not me. What bad smell? Okay. Then the day passed, and by the night it's time also almost to go to bed. And I still smell this very bad smell. Okay, I go to bed. Next morning, Saturday, I wake up, this bad smell. So I go to the kitchen and I start checking into the counters. And there was one counter. Yeah, it comes from here. I start coming out. I open the down cupboard the door. I open the door and cannot see nothing. But suddenly I see, it was very dark inside. So suddenly I see something like this, moving like this. And it sounded like this. So it sounds like, and then I look like that, and then I took then that those days there were no phones, so I took the lantern and I put, and when I put the light, a dead rat, And the thing that was moving and making sound were the maggots in the belly. Imagine the smell. When I made like this, what is my first reaction? Ah! I go out the home, I go like this. Mama, where are you? Mama, where are you? Papa, where are you? Now I'm by myself. They are not nearby. How am I going to take care of that? Who is going to take care of that? And then I sit down. It was sun time. I'm sitting on a rock. And literally I stay there walking from one side to the other, walking. What to do? What to do? What to do? I remember I had no shorts, so I sit into the rock and suddenly, fortunately, like if the mind went off extra external body experience, I see myself. How ridiculous is this? The rat is inside the home and I am outside here in the sun. I need to do something. What to do? Okay, I didn't have ropes that time, but I tied the courage. Go up, put a bandana into so I go. Before I must say, I made a hole. That time I was not Buddhist yet, so I made a hole. Then I go and pick it up. Ah, put it there. I saw it coming out, the smell. Imagine already the maggots come out, put into the hole, put the dirt and make a cross with little dirt, put there. Whew, go out, clean it up with Clorox, etc., etc., etc. After everything was cleaned, I learned something. And this is the point why I'm bringing this story here. I'm sorry if it is a little bit disgusting, but it's very useful. So when I sat down, I thought to myself, now that I am alone, who is going to take care of my dead rats? Who? My mother? I already told her to bye-bye. I already told my papa. If I don't take care of the dead, smelly rats in my own home, who? Who else can, by whom can that be done? I learned that day, and it has accompanied for long already. But, my dear family, I will bring one more bad news. Is it okay? Is it okay? Later on, as I started practicing, I went to the monasteries in Myanmar, etc., etc., and I learned that, oh, the external rat is nothing. They are less smelly than, ladies and gentlemen, the dead rats that we carry within. If outside I cannot take care of I need to take care of my own dead rats, imagine inside, who can take care of your dead rat? And let's be sincere. Anybody here who has some dead rats inside that sometimes smelly, like impatience? Anybody impatience is red rat? I have. Anybody obsession? Anybody sadness? Another dead rat. Anybody anger? Smelliness. It smells so bad that when we get angry, even the person beside us can smell. So, yes, my dear family, three main dead rats that fortunately the Buddha described very clearly, lobha, dosa, and moha, the three roots. They are many cousins. They have many cousins, but roots, there are only three. So desire, attachment, and greed, and obsession. And then we have the dosa type, which is aversion, sadness, fear. Fear don't want. Sadness don't want what happened. Fear don't want what could happen even. That's the worst. It's anger associated with madness. It's not even happening. And anxiety, also worry already hurting. I don't want. And ignorance, which is the toughest one. So the question is, who is going to take care of our mices, let's call them? My dear family, there is another one, and there is one boss. We just want to know the enemy clearly. If I ask you, who gets angry? Who gets angry? It is said, how do you say that? I get angry, no? If I feel craving or lustful, who is lustful? I, or the person. So, ladies and gentlemen, here come the boss of the rat, the rat king. Here we go. Dun, dun. So the teachers speak about, we need to get rid of the mental negativity that we have in the mind. But as long as we don't take care of the agent of, we are working with anger. But as long as we don't take a look at the agent of anger, anger is bound to continue arising. That's why the eye of the Buddha was so sharp that he was referring to ignorance and attachment as the source of suffering, as we well know. But the agent, the person behind or the wrong idea that we have about it. So, yes, in this work of spiritual practice, we need to acquaint ourselves, we need to get familiar with our enemies and they are inside. No problem, everybody breathe in and we breathe out. No problem, we all have them, don't worry. So we are welcome to the club. So we breathe once more. Okay, so the bad news, sort of, they are finished. So now we go on the what to do. What can we do about this? We already know that there are some smelly things when our mind gets hooked with identification. Yes, sometimes he said bad words or criticize, etc. So as we know, for anything that we want to excel in the world, either sports, arts, or spiritual practice, I just found the monk, but it can be, it's all of us, ne? For any of those individuals, they must apply themselves and focus on to what they need to do in order to excel in their art and in the body or inner athletes, athletes of the mind. So I am sure that any of those individuals, they must overcome struggles or pain, even physical or emotional pain. Do you agree? In order to become a gold medalist, I'm sure they needed to change their discipline and overcome challenges. This is the thing we as humans already know. And if we are just the fact that we are alive, it's a fact that somehow we have managed all the obstacles. Anybody here who has faced obstacles in your life, raise your hand. Yeah, welcome to the club, all of us. So somehow we have managed. And this is the point that I would like all of us to focus forward. We already know how to do it. We have found ways. So now we need to put our insecurities, or I tell to myself, I need to put my insecurity, doubts about myself, at least to the side, so it doesn't phrase me not to act. Until here, everybody okay? So we need to do that. And one of the things that I learned when I was studying piano, as you heard, I was a musician, I was a composer. Piano was my first instrument. And my piano teacher, she was 86 years old, and she was a concert pianist, etc. But she was really tough. But one time, I don't know why, she gave me a lesson of a lifetime. She showed me, like you can see here, she said that when teaching children or when we are leading ourselves, we must choose our fights, she said. And I'm like, huh? I was with the hands on the piano like, yeah, teachers, so what do you mean? She said, yes, look, I'm trying to teach you this piece. If I give you a piece, like when teaching a child, who is father or mother here? Raise your hand, fathers, mothers. Who is uncle or auntie? Anyway, so when teaching a child, she said, you must find the right piece for that individual. If you give a piece that is too easy for a child, what do you think the child does if you give a too easy piece for the child? What happens? Get bored. Why you do like this? Now, on the other hand, if you give a piece that is too difficult for the child, what happens to the child's mind? They feel frustration, they blow, they think they're not good about it. So something that I've carried and how trying, because of the struggles that we still have as monastics, sometimes more or very new before that when we were lay people, is choosing the battles wisely. So in the case we must find the way with our struggles to have it not too simple enough so it is inspiring to move forward and not too difficult that it releases our interest in them. So one thing and all also that the monastic life has taught me is that, my dear family, definitely, we make bad judgment about ourselves. In general, I don't know, Bantes, you let me know if it happened to you. I generally thought that I was weaker than what I actually am right now. And that is a fact for many of us. I work with children, and this also we need to put it on the table and to remember that by far, and please let's listen it just as a first time, we are way stronger than what we think we are. As a species, imagine what we have overcome. The glacier, how you call it, the ice age, we overcome it without GPS or shoes. How did we manage to overcome the ice age? How many wars, famine, COVID, or anything. We have managed, we are strong, and something that I've learned from monastic practice, when I thought about becoming a monk, there were many questions in the head. When the teacher said, oh, you will eat only once a day. What? Only once a day? No possible, Bante, this is not possible. Okay, you will use, for the ones who choose to, don't use shoes. No, Bante, how come no shoes? You will only have one of these for two, three years. No, they last. Bante, only one. How am I going to wash it? Like which one you do on the other side? So many things. You will live in the jungle. You will live in the cave. You will be in silence, etc. So many challenges. So far, my dear family, here there are four. And so far, it feels good. No? It's quite nice life. And I have to say, after seeing at the challenges, especially food was, oh, there are a few more. Forgot. Music, for example, when they told you cannot do music anymore, no more piano, no more singing, no more entertainment. And how am I going to do? Music was my life. And actually, I think there is another one. Sexuality. When they say, oh, now you're going to celibate. What? Celibate? I am a Latin. You know, I'm Mexican. Have you put that into your account? Would there be an adjustment? Can you make an adjustment on some of it? Music, just a little bit or something. Imagine to think about all of those challenges. My dear family, the practice has proven, the Buddha, I mean, well, as you can see, the Buddha, I'm sure is our hero for many of us here. So, yeah, really, he really showed a systematic way to check into the mind, recognize the needs that are behind, and supplement them wholesomely. My dear family, it is a fact. We are way stronger than what we think we are. So far, I've been more than becoming 11 years as a monk this year, and I have to say that by far, I'm way happier than when I could do music or have a girlfriend or travel freely or spend. The universe is very mysterious. We breathe in a little bit and we release with satisfaction. We are at peace and we have tools. We breathe in and breathe out. May the cells listen. May this body and neurons listen. We can be at peace and hopeful in the middle of the world. Is everybody okay? Okay? Shall we continue a little bit more? My dear family, there are more places to hold. There are more tools to bring home, and we will. Spoken directly by the Buddha, one that is often overlooked in the West, but is very important and gives a lot of inner strength and confidence. The Buddha called it Silanusati. The recollection of our good behavior, of our noble potential, when we are generous, when we are kind, when we are wise, when we are at peace, when we love, when we see suffering and do something for it. Sila means our good behavior or morality. non-killing. We all have, I'm sure we don't kill or steal. That behavior needs to be celebrated. That's why we say sadhu, 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 well done, well done. And in Asia, the parents tell that to the children when they behave well. It's the behavior, not the individual who performs the behavior. Otherwise, we go into the ego side. It is the behavior that is celebrated. And this, when we know that we don't kill, we don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't insult or separate people, and we don't intoxicate our mind with alcohol, drugs, or excessive usage of the phone, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and all this, the mind is stable naturally. We owe nothing to no one. No one owes us nothing. And that integrity or dignity becomes, if we look at it clearly, our source of stability, inner stability. Let the people and the world say whatever they wish. We cannot control it. Our value does not depend in what others say about us. I know, because I'm checking the mind from within. That's why mindfulness is so important. So this practice, this Sunday, if you are coming to the retreat, we are going to work directly with it because of the strength and confidence that it arises from the inside. We know, and that we will take to face whatever challenge we have. Our grandparents are living, or in my case, four of them already left. My parents are getting older. But when I think, wow, my mother is getting older, but I'm only 23 years younger than her. 23 years is almost nothing. The question comes to myself, am I ready? Oop, I don't know. What we need to do? Inner force. So that's another. And how to do? We're already trying it. So Sila, in whichever way we are practicing, either 5, 8, 10, you have a big menu, 227, 313, we can choose how many to do to purify that stability and strengthen further. So everybody wait until now, until here. We breathe in and we breathe out with energy. How do you feel? One more time and exit. I saw exit because I just read it there. So, how do you feel in one word? In one word, how do you feel now? So far as where we are. One word. We have one thumbs up. What else? A 2 second up. 2 thumbs up. Light. What else? Peaceful. Okay. Are you feeling a little bit of in the spine, like a little bit more upright, a little bit? Try it. Or a little bit of strength in our dignity. We do nothing wrong to other people. And yet, and better still, we do good for others. We are beneficiaries of your kindness. If you need testimony, we will raise the hand all the time. So, how is the feeling? Within. Relieved. Ah, that's a nice one. We breathe in and celebrate the relief. Would you like to hear one more story? It happened in the United States. So, here we go to another story that I know Bante likes very much. But now you will hear the full story. You knew only a little piece. Shall we go? Okay, this story, let's see if it comes to the... Yeah, now we can see over there. Can you see? Yes, this story happened in South Dakota. When I went to that community to live into that cabin, I got in touch with the Native American, the Red Path. So I was doing the sweat. For 8 years, I was doing the sweat lodges and the vision quest. And I came for the sun dance twice for the ceremony, you know? So as I am in the sun dance, the first time that I arrived, you know, I'm sorry, with your permission, I would just make a little sound effect. It's just a sound effect, you know? Tung, 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 tung. And everybody was dancing, so I came with the chief. I didn't know nothing about Buddhism back then. So we come to the sun dance, and as we are moving, all the dancers moving clockwise like this, moving from one side to the other, making their formations. You know, they do piercings. They do the flesh offerings to the tree. They cut a little bit of their flesh, and then they offer a very intense tung, 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 tung. But there was a man inside the ring, the round, that was with all the attire, all the feathers and everything, but dancing backwards. And he was going tum 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 tum. And all the other people needed to go move around, and he was dancing backwards. And then I saw that gentleman. Who's that man? Why is he doing that? And then he was just moving around, moving freely from one place to the other. Okay, in the Sundance, people fast from water and food for 4 days and four nights. Imagine. So by the third day, that guy with the feathers and everything got a big bottle of water, and in front of the dancers started drinking water and then spitting them in their feet and then putting the water in front of them and dropping them. And I cannot enter the circle because it's only for the dancers. I'm, hold me Bante, like this. It's sorry Bante. Hold me Bante. And then I want to get that man. He was throwing and mocking the people, especially the ones who were weaker. Okay, the ceremony finished. Four day, the ceremony finished, and then at the end, you know, the closing, there is the chief, the wife of the chief, and that man was beside the chief. And then I come with the medicine man, I say, so is that okay? Should we put the volume a little bit down? Or too exciting? Okay, we continue. Then that man is beside, sorry, I need to put like this. That man is beside the chief, and then I come with the medicine man and say, uncle, why is that man over there? And then he turns to me and he said, he is a heyoka. And I'm like, hey, Yoka, what do you mean? Why he was doing that? And he turns to me and he said, he is the sacred clown, the sacred trickster. He is the one capable of showing where you break. And that is a spiritual gift, he said. Now, looking into the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha said something very similar. The Buddha said, having a compassionate and wise one, letting you know at the right time where are you failing or where can you improve, is a spiritual gift. Now I ask the question. Do you happen to have a heyoka in your life? Anybody, raise your hand. Do you happen to have a person who knows your buttons, when and where to press them, just like this? Anybody? Anybody here? Well, from now on, I think we can do something about it. If we continue looking at that person or group of people or, I don't know, leaders of countries or something, if we continue to see that individual as enemy, the learning will never happen. And actually, they are winning because they are generating our suffering. We are angry already. So the best thing, when I learned that, and Uncle Luciano told me, he is not a normal man. They born like that. They will come in front of you and they will show you where you break. And that is a wonderful gift, because now we know where we need to strengthen and practice. So since then, I've been carrying that deeply in my heart. It has been very useful. And the best attitude that I have developed towards my heyoka or heyokas, who has more than one heyoka? Raise your hand. Welcome to the club. I learned it in Japan. With this movement, here we are. That is the way that now, whenever a difficult person, when I remember, hopefully I remember, it is, I see you, sensei, guru, shifu, call it a sayado, ajan, call it as you will, because that person will give us a great gift. So we breathe in, we breathe out, and we will take this moment. Please remember your, in plural, heyoka, heyokas now. And we will offer an apology to our teachers. Thank you. Thank you for all that you have shown me. My weak spots. You have shown me where my patience break. You have shown me where my stability falters. Teacher, thank you very much. We remember that that person also suffers, same as us. That person, if it is a person, also born and is gonna die, same as us. Does it worth fighting? Now it's on our hands. We take responsibility for our side, our part. Relations are two-way highway, never one way. Something we put onto the relation. I take responsibility from my part, and here there is no malice. May you and your family be well. I don't wish nothing wrong to happen to you. You are responsible for your part. Thank you for the lesson. We breathe in, and with a big release, one more time. We breathe in, and big one. And one more, three. Breathe in, and a big one. I want to show you one photo. Very important. Here it is. Her name is Martha. She is my mother. She is my mom. So you can see this story and the culture and the blood. We do have some Native American blood. She is an Aztec dancer. And that's how close or dear I have this story that I just told. And this day, I tell you how this photo came about. She was dancing in a ceremony with thousands of dancers. It happens in October, 12th of October, every year in Guadalajara, my city. And they dance, tutum, 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 tutum. And thousands, there are a few Mexicans here who know, have seen that. It is your skin, you get goosebumps. My mother, we were making the building the monastery. It was a work day. We had something to do there with the architect. For us, it was a work day. And then we decided to go and see her, but she didn't knew that we were going to see her. So the architect took that photo, and the next one, I have to say, is maybe one of the most cherished photos in my life, in this life, and you will see why. This is the moment when we encounter. And you can see our eyes. When I look at that photo and see the eyes, how locked in they are. And I'm so grateful that the architect took that, and the next photo for me, it's really precious. My mother printed out, and she has it beside her bed. So for me, when I go and I see that, it's like... So that's from where the story is linked. And I thought in this day, would love to share this. So going towards the end of the, there are a few more things to check. Do you have a little bit of energy? Shall we go to start closing up? So we have done it as humanity. We have found the things that were a poison, if they are administered in the right moment with the right quantity, poison can become medicine, isn't it? There are patients that they give arsenic to them. They give arsenic to them, and they are healed by it. Sometimes the poison is counteracted by poison. So with having that image in the head, I thought, what kind of poisons are we dealing as humans? And I saw one poison, and that poison is the relation we have towards making a mistake or error, to err. Generally, we avoid them, but that's the only way we ever learned. making mistakes and overcoming, no? So in the same way, I will go much into details, in the same way that we saw the Heyoka, let's take all our fear for making a mistake. That's the only way to learn. Actually, hopefully we make all the mistakes soon enough, gain the experience and move forward. That's why we go to school, or that's why we go to the monastery. So taking the same approach towards making a mistake or erring in life will be very beneficial. Honoring them, thank you for the learning, and releasing from ourselves. Another thing that is also very useful that the Buddha spoke about is suffering itself. We can use the same change of attitude of the Heyoka to mistakes and to suffering. Because that's a fact. We already saw we are somewhere here images. We are somewhere. And definitely suffering happens in between. It's a fact of nature. So if we continue running away from suffering, that doesn't mean that we'll become, how do you say this word, masochist. It's not to become masochist. The Buddha spoke about it. But instead of having suffering as our enemy, I like to think of suffering as the following object. And it really beneficial has been. Suffering will be the fire alarm. So now when I'm suffering, either physically, nothing to do, ne? Physical suffering often is unavoidable, but mental suffering, each time now, it has been very beneficial to the practice. Whenever I'm suffering, it is sound alarm. Where did I get hooked? Either anger or our attachment will be around, so that will be another way to change or make our challenges, suffering itself, our ally. Thank you, suffering, for letting me know that I lost mindfulness already, long ago. Thank you, suffering, for showing my attachments. Thank you, suffering, for showing me where I can move forward. And lastly, I want to share another story, very small story. I was in the cave in Malaysia, where we met, Bante, Aga, and I met 3 years ago. And there is a cave over there, and I love to go to the caves. If you have opportunity, don't miss it. Caves are wonderful. I was on the cave, and then when I went down, I could check the email, and I received a very bad news. It was heartbreaking news. It really moved me emotionally. So I was with my brothers, they saw me, we went for alms round, then I returned to the cave and I stayed there. But there was a very dear monastic brother from Sri Lanka who immediately with the eye, with his mind and heart eye, he saw how I was emotionally. So evening time, I was in the cave sitting, having a very difficult emotional time. The mind was shaky, moving. I was trying to hold it. And suddenly, I see him coming to the cave. He went all the way up in the hill to come to the cave. And as he arrived in silence, he brought a little box of juice, you know, the ones they give to the kids in the primary, you know, that you put the straw and they go, like this, like very small one that was given, offered in an alms round to him. I am sitting looking at the hill because the mountain is quite steep like this. And the cave is on the edge and it's quite steep. And the forest there. And then he comes beside, sat down in silence, took the little juice and passed it to me, offered. You are the Sri Lankan one. Okay. So I am there. And then he brings the, thank you, Bante. So what I did, I took the straw, put it in, drink a little bit, and then I pass to him. And then we share the little thing. We are sitting there, and this will match very good, amazingly, with what we did today. We were sitting there, and at some point, he turned to me and said the following. Smooth seas don't produce skillful sailors. He said it at the right time, with the right tone, with the right kindness. That was the only thing that we spoke that evening. He turned to me and said, smooth seas, without even looking. He just leaned in and he said, smooth seas do not produce skillful sailors. So my dear family, talking about the cat, said sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. We have, how you say it, chop. So my dear family, that is the last thing that has been accompanying very dear to the heart. After that, to finish the, he stood there, we stood in silence. He hit the note right where it needed. And the acceptance, because that was what happening, actually was lack of acceptance. That word since then has gained such a value, it was lack of acceptance. Because the situation that was informed was unavoidable. It was inside, not the thing, acceptance. So since that day, I try to prepare for today the things that has been the most useful, close to the heart, and I really wish that it can be helpful for all of us. I think, I'm hopeful and confident that it can. So we have seen how perspective helps, changing the poison into medicine, and I'm sure we can. We have time, and shall we move forward? Shall we? We breathe in. We will do a new one like this. Okay, ready? We breathe in. No, but you need to do this thing, that, oof, like this. One, two, three, breathe in. Yes, that's a good one. My dear family, the waves of life will not stop. They will not stop. We will continue to get older. Our parents will continue to get older. The economy and politics will continue to change. But what we do, we cannot change that very often. But what we do inside, definitely we can. We saw, who can take care of my rats? Only us within. We know where they are. We are changing. So there are two ways to relate to waves. Here is two options. I will offer two options. This is one way where in which we can relate to waves. If we are under the wave, the way, who has been on that situation before? Oh, one time it took me so badly that I thought I was swimming out, and then suddenly I crashed with the sand. Oh, I swam down, and I, oh, the air was really bad. And then there is one way. This one is a way to relate to the waves of life, or I have another option. You tell me which one you prefer. It is this one, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. The wave is the same. We need to have this very clear. My dear family, the wave, it's exactly the same. Where would you like to be? Under it or on top of it? Having the ride of a lifetime. So which one would you prefer? Where you have it? That is for you is left or right? Choose one. Which one would you like? Right. Of course, right. Yeah, which one are we from time to time? Sometimes we are there. Okay, so let's breathe in. We take the determination for the first time. I see the wave is coming and they will not stop. I will stay on top. On top of our egos, on top of our situations. Anyway, we are already very fortunate, isn't it? So, yes, my dear family, I think that will be the best choice. The waves will continue. But also one last thing, an invitation. Please, my dear family, on the way, let's just have fun. Courage. Anyway, we are going downhill already. Literally, we are going downhill. Downhill, you know, like 6 feet downhill. Anyway, we're going downhill. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Man, why is it so serious? I mean, pity doesn't mean we are disrespectful. To be joyful doesn't mean disrespectful. We can be very respectful, but joyfully. So shall we? That's the invitation. So may all the challenges that we have in our life, don't worry, they will continue to come. It's okay. Bring them on. Like Bruce Lee do. Like, you know, have you seen Bruce Lee when he does like this? Yes, I learned that from Sayadaw Tejaniya. He loves to do that. So if we have challenges, forward, let them come. We have our Sila, we have the Dhamma and the Sangha supporting us. So yes, may all the challenges turn into medicine. We continue flowing for the well-being of our parents, wherever they may be, our grandparents, wherever they may be. We offer our skill. We offer the fruits of our kindness and good practice for your children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, family, friends, and all beings that we know, people we don't know, even the ones that teach us that we don't like. Even everybody and their families be well. And good news, my dear family, here we are together. It doesn't matter. Labels are labels, not life. So thank you very much, Bantes. Also, it's a pleasure to be staying here together. We breathe in for the last time for the benefit of all beings, and we say a big sadhu, sadhu, sadhu for all the good we have done and the good that is waiting at the door. Thank you very much from my side. It's all that I prepare for today. It's a pleasure to be here, Bantes. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Meow. Yeah.
Okay, so for those who would like, we can share merit. This is a chant which some of you will know. Feel free to join in. Is there any goodness that we've done in the last couple hours, sitting and listening to the Dhamma, reflecting on Dhamma? Any goodness we've done today? Any goodness we've done this week, this year? Just bringing all that to mind, all that goodness, bringing it to heart. And however it might happen, just sharing that with all beings. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tuere. Thank you, Suze. Thank you, Cheryl. Everyone else at Sims who made this happen, Seattle Insight.
Thank you.
And we can bow, those who want. And you're all so fortunate. You're so far away that when you bow in this direction, you get Guanyin and the Buddha. And for us, let's bow in the middle so we get both. We don't have to choose. Nobody has to choose. Same thing. And no pressure for those of you who would like to bow. If it's meaningful, you can.
Only.
Yep.